Welcome to RemoteOffice.fm episode 40. This show is about the future of everything. The story behind how technology could shape our lives easier. I'm your host, Lima Hayati.
Our guest today is Head of People Operation at Tribble. Tribble is the best place for designers to find inspiration, share feedbacks, join community, and finding the jobs worldwide. When we founded, Tribble is fully remote company. We were curious on how they do operational every day. Before we learn more about what it looks like working remotely at Tribble, let's listen our sponsor today.
RemoteOffice.fm is brought to you today by Running Remote Conference. Running Remote Conference is today's event to build large-scale remote team. Learn more about how to manage remote team, whether managing finance, hiring remote employee, building teamwork, or simply to maintain work-life balance. Get tactics from fantastic speakers including Buffer, Atlassian, GitHub, GitLab, FlexJobs, Remote.co, Dribbble, Mailbird, Empire Papers, Mindfulness Coach, Kubut, and Webinar Ninja. Visit runningremote.com and use promo code LIMAHAYATI20 to get 20% discount or LIMAHAYATI10 to get 10% discount. It's runningremote.com with promo code LIMAHAYATI20 to get 20% discount or LIMAHAYATI10 to get 10% discount.
Now, let's hear more from Chloe Odell Ibsen.
Thank you so much for joining Remote Office, Chloe. I'm happy bringing your story to our listeners. So what exactly Tribble platform is all about and what daily activity that you do at Tribble?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll start by answering your question in reverse. I'm head of people operations at Tribble. So I handle managing all of our employee benefits. I handle all of our hiring, making sure that our team is happy and getting paid on a regular basis. I also do some event management and coordination here. So yeah, I wear a couple different hats. As you mentioned, Tribble is one of the world's foremost platforms for designers to showcase their work, to get hired, and to gain community and inspiration.
Tribble is one of the remote company?
Yeah, that's right. We're distributed.
You don't have HQ or office base?
No, we don't have a centralized office anywhere. We're actually fully spread out across North America. And we actually have some contractors in UK now as well.
How do you register the company first when the first founded?
Yeah, Tribble was founded back in 2009 by Dan Cederholm and Rich Thornett, just kind of as a side project, actually. And it grew from there. So yeah, they just never felt the need to come up with a head office. They found that they were able to work remotely successfully with the rest of their team using a bunch of different tools. They came up with some processes to kind of keep everyone on track and help them work together successfully despite being spread across time zones. Yeah, it's just been something that we've kind of mastered, I think, if I can say that.
So the address is World Wide Web. You have physical address? No.
Nope.
That's great. How about daily collaboration and communication that you do between your team?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, we use a couple different tools to stay connected. We use Slack to sort of have our daily chats and talk amongst ourselves as a team. We also use a project management tool called Flow, which has been really helpful, especially for our engineering team. Google Docs, Google Calendar, we use video calls a lot, like Zoom, lots of different tools. And then just we've put some processes in place. So as much as it's really important to stay connected and communicative with your team, it's also important to give your team some heads down time to just get down to work. So we're meeting free on Mondays and Fridays, which has been awesome. It allows people to work sort of uninterrupted. But, you know, it's having said that, we do have weekly all hands meetings. So we get all sort of 25 plus of us into a Zoom room together, a video conference room, and talk about sort of big company updates and where we're going and big projects that we're working on. And then among our teams, we have those weekly meetings as well. So yeah, those are some of the processes that we use to kind of keep in touch and stay on track together.
Are you also have a sort of onboarding session for the new hire when they first coming to Tribble team?
Yeah, onboarding actually kind of starts in the interview process. So when we open up a job and we start interviewing for that job, the first step that candidates have in our interview process is a phone call with me. So that phone call is really a chance for candidates to get to know us as a company, to hear about our processes and how we work. And it's also a chance for us to obviously get to know our candidates really well and hear about what they're looking for to make sure that working at Dribbble is going to be the best possible fit for them. So on that first call, we cover all of the perks that we offer, everything that we kind of just touched on now, how we work remotely, what they can expect, what day-to-day looks like here, that kind of thing. And then as they move through the interview process, they talk to more and more people that they might be working with. They talk to their managers. Every candidate that we hire talks to our CEO, who talks to them about sort of where we're going as a company and, you know, what Dribbble is going to be in 5 years and 10 years. And then once we actually make that hire, I stay very involved with that person coming on board. So we do lots of check-ins. They have lots of sort of preliminary calls with their manager and with their team so that they get an opportunity to get to know everyone. And then they get to meet everyone on our all hands calls on Thursdays.
Wow, that's cool. Do you have a sort of yearly retreat together, all employee?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked me about this because this is one of the coolest parts of working at Dribbble. So I totally agree. FaceTime is super important. Sometimes you just can't, like, there's just some things that video conference can't replace.
Yeah.
We do get our team together at least once a year. We've been really lucky in that since I came on board, at least, we've been able to get our team together twice a year. And the way that we do this is we bring our team out to Hang Time, which is sort of a Dribbble-sponsored conference. So our entire team flies out to that. The last one that we had was in Boston. So there were 20 of us that came out to Boston. And that's where we do some sort of in-person team bonding and team meetings. And it's a really good time. Yeah.
What aspect that you measured that the employee is working really productive? What kind of metrics?
I mean, one sort of not so obvious metric is how we all work really well together. So we have a very unique working culture in that we started out as a really small team. So last year in January, we were only 8 people, and now we're more than 30.
Wow.
But the culture on our team is still very much one of we're a tight-knit team. So we still have sort of that intimacy and close-knit community feel that comes along with a small team. And I think we really owe that to sort of the people that we've hired. We've hired some truly amazing people, and there were some truly amazing people to start with. So we have actually a 0% attrition rate over the past year. So we haven't had any employee turnover. But beyond that, you know, we've doubled year over year revenue. We've doubled new Dribbble users. And I think it really comes down to keeping people happy, really comes down to treating them really well, giving them great perks, and also just giving them really great work to do. So we have a pretty amazing product, and everyone that works on our product is really sort of inspired and dedicated to the design community. So
how about hiring process look like at Dribbble?
Yeah, so our hiring process, we have a very thorough hiring process. For us, it's really all about hiring people who are intrinsically motivated, who have a real passion for their work, who are excited to design, to build, to ship product right away. We screen especially hard for sort of a combination of kindness, conscientiousness, and collaboration to build with teams with sort of a naturally high level of ambient trust. And so, like I mentioned, the first step in our interview process is a conversation with me to get to know the team, to hear about the role, and to ask questions, to talk about sort of goals and where they see themselves in 5 years, whether or not this is going to be sort of a good fit for them. And then they move on to talk with a couple people on the team. So we have sort of a group interview, and sort of interviewing. Yeah, interviewing for technical skills is super important for us. So we have a really high bar for technical screening. We aim to always hire sort of true experts in their function. So that happens with people that they'll be working with right on their team. And then we make sure that they have a conversation with the person that they'll be reporting to and a conversation with Zach to really hear about sort of the high-level vision for Dribbble in the future.
What the characteristic you seek from the new hire? What the important character that you look for the employee?
Yeah, there are a couple different things. One of the really big things that we look for in future hires is we look for people that are comfortable working remotely. Well, I think there are a million perks to working remotely and not having to commute into an office every day. It's definitely not for everyone. So we spend a lot of time talking about what working remotely looks like, what our remote processes look like here, and whether or not that's going to be a good fit for them. We also look for people, in our core values, core value number one is that community comes first. We're a design-focused company and community. So we look for people that have a real passion for design, that might have experience in the design industry or want to get into it.
They need to be working remotely before joining to Dribbble.
No, not necessarily. Experience is always great, but learning to work remote is definitely something that can be learned. I do think it's really important to have those conversations and to be really clear about what working remotely looks like to make sure that it's the best possible fit for them and that it's the best possible fit for us. Working remotely, it does take a pretty high level of, being sort of self-motivated to get up in the morning. And
how about the payroll process?
Yeah.
Is it payroll different between different locations?
Yeah. So in terms of how we run payroll, we have a couple different tools that we use, which allow us to manage sort of the different local tax compliance issues. So I've been really lucky to be given some really awesome tools to work with that help me manage payroll for the US and for Canada. But in terms of how salary works here, we did come up with some salary bands that we came up with by looking at some salary tools and surveys that allowed us to, make sure that we were paying people fairly and paying people really well.
About the goals at the Dribbble for 5 until 10 years, what is the vision that you have with the team?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this question because it just gets me kind of that much more excited for, I feel like the best is really yet to come. Dribbble has come a really long way. Like I said, the best is yet to come. And so, we're on a mission to build the world's best platform for designers to gain inspiration, to gain feedback on their work, to gain jobs and employment opportunities, and to gain community and a sense of community. So Dribbble, our goal for Dribbble is that Dribbble will become the best platform out there for all of the things that I just mentioned.
You also have Slack community for people finding job board maybe or...
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the Dribbble platform is that we have a job board. And we're actually working on some sort of exciting stuff there when it comes to connecting designers with employment opportunities. So stay tuned.
Still secret until now. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Cool.
Yeah, thank you. It was a real pleasure to meet with you and to chat with you. Thanks again.
It was inspiring conversation from Cole. You can follow her and get updates from Dribbble on Twitter @Dribbble. Likewise, you can also follow us at the Remote Office Cole. Stay tuned for the next episode.